Let the train take the strain. That was a very popular slogan utilised by British Railways a few years ago, and which some people scoff when they're stuck in some horrendous hold-up due to the wrong kind of leaves or snow on the line. But very often, train travel can be relaxing and enjoyable. One of the most pleasant trips I have ever done was down from my local station of Carnforth right the way through to Switzerland, and then travelling around Switzerland by their very efficient railways. And I'd like to share with you the article that I wrote about the journey from Carnforth to Switzerland and my first experience of the Eurostar. Setting off on a journey from Carnforth station is rather like being on a film set. The platform and refreshment room are very similar to how they looked in that classic 1940s movie, Brief Encounter, with an exciting journey into the unknown ahead of you. This time I was going on a rail booker's holiday to Switzerland, and the idea of travelling across Europe by train was most intriguing. A few hours after leaving, I was comfortably settled into the Montague Hotel, a luxurious, quirky little place in Bloomsbury. I'd chosen to stay here as it's ideally suited for an early start from St Pancras Station and came highly recommended. My lovely room, a mini suite really, was delightful with a big comfy bed, some very good artwork, a desk where I could write, and some gorgeous Penhaligon toiletries. Bliss. Up early, after a quick breakfast of fresh fruit, I got a taxi to St Pancras Station. Highly recommended is a glass of bubbly at their champagne bar, which is a great way to start a holiday, in my view. The station's really well laid out, and there are plenty of places to shop, get something to read, or buy last-minute items you forgot to pack. Boarding the Eurostar train, I got the first real sense of excitement that comes when I'm off onto the unknown. The check-in had been so easy, and with pre-booked seats, we were able to just get settled in and relax. As well as it being my first time on Eurostar and train across France, it was also my first trip to Switzerland. So I spent some time reading my guidebook and info provided. A group of us were going to stay in Interlaken for 2 nights, with a trip on the Jungfrau train up to the highest railway station in Europe. Then we were catching the Glacier Express across the Alps to St. Moritz for a couple of days' luxury at the Kempinski Grand Hotel de Bain. What a treat! Just over 2.5 hours later, we arrived in Paris, where we went across the city to the elegantly Belle Epoque Gare de Lyon station. It's huge, but very well laid out. We found our platform without getting lost and in a matter of a few minutes. As we had a bit of time before departure, we splintered off to get some lunch. A fromage et ham baguette pour moi, of course. Look up towards the ceiling. There are some wonderful pastel murals on the wall depicting scenes from the south of France and other places the trains go to. If you've travelled through the French countryside on that route, you'll know the scenery isn't especially interesting, mainly flat with mostly barren fields and the occasional town to create interest. However, with good company and a glass of two or vin rouge, the hours flew by. As we got nearer the Swiss border, we saw a few more villages and even some hills. Arriving in Bâle on the French-Swiss border, the air was noticeably cooler, and I was sure I could hear a cuckoo somewhere in the distance. The last leg of our journey took us from the border south to Interlaken. Snapshots of wooden gables, dark green firs with a dusting of snow, toy town church steeples and hazy peaks far off, hazily outlined in the dusky light. Switzerland was finally starting to come into focus. Getting off the train at Interlaken station, high above shone a brightly lit star, a restaurant sign at the top of a mountain. As I took the short walk to the nearby Hotel Krebs, I tried to imagine what alpine view might greet me the next morning.